WLI Chicago come back after the news with the top eight songs of the Silver Dollar Survey. I Had a Dream, The Raiders, Light My Fire, Could Be We're in Love, Reflections, Never My Love, The Association, The Letter, The Box Tops, Come Back and You Grow Up, and The Ode to Billy Joe. Final score, Wrigley Field, Giants 6, Addison Street Miracle 2.
Well, I'm Miss Bonnie Parker, and this here's Mr. Clyde Barrow. We rob banks.
We rob banks, just like that. And man, they did. And a lot of other things, too. From Warner Brothers, Seven Arts, and Technicolor, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway are Bonnie and Clyde. They're young. They're in love. And they kill people.
See Bonnie and Clyde Friday at the Woods Theater. Chicago, it's 4:55. Excuse me, I gotta go kiss this guy.
President Johnson has been given a pessimistic report about the chances for peace in Vietnam. This is Bill Butel, ABC New York, standing by with a full report on this and all the news from ABC Radio.
Across the USA, from Seattle to Key West, September 21st. That's the day the Top Secret 68s by Chevrolet will no longer be top secret. A new Corvette you wouldn't believe. Chevelle surprises on two different wheelbases. Dramatically bold new Chevrolets. A new Chevy 2 Nova you won't recognize. And Camaro, with a dramatically smooth ride for 68. Wait till you see 68's top secrets at your Chevrolet dealers, September 21st.
President Johnson has had some bad news. ABC's Frank Reynolds reports from the White House.
President Johnson has received a pessimistic report from a trusted foreign diplomat on the prospect of peace negotiations with North Vietnam. The diplomat, who was in Hanoi only a few days ago, has told the president that in his opinion, the communist attitude toward negotiations has hardened in the last few months, and he is now persuaded they intend to continue the war at least through the American presidential elections in 1968. If this assessment of Hanoi's attitude is accepted by the president, it seems unlikely that any new and dramatic peace offensive will be started by Washington in the near future. Frank Reynolds, ABC, the White House.
ABC's Dan Hackle reports from Washington that Father James Groppi has been asked to testify before the President's Riot Commission. Father Groppi has been leading the open housing marches in Milwaukee, and he'll be asked to testify on grievances within the country's Negro communities. And in Milwaukee, Father Groppi's open housing marchers and the white people who opposed them sat today in the city council chambers as Milwaukee's only Negro councilman tried for the fifth time to get an open housing bill passed by the Milwaukee City Council. In San Francisco, Gardner Ackley, President Johnson's top economic advisor, says it would be irresponsible for the Congress not to pass the surcharge on income taxes. Ackley says without a tax increase, inflation is bound to spiral faster and faster upward. Also in San Francisco, Governor Ronald Reagan of California said today, there's too much secrecy in the government. Reagan told a convention of editors and publishers that the press has the responsibility to try to prevent that secrecy in government. Senator Everett Dirksen of Illinois says he will not stand in the way of Senator Charles Percy. Dirksen says if Illinois' delegates to the GOP convention next year want Percy to be their favorite son candidate, it's okay with him. It's okay with Percy, too. In Rock Island, Illinois, Senator Percy told ABC,
if the delegation that is elected to be elected June 11th in our primary designates me as favorite son, I will accept for the purpose not of being a candidate, because I am not a candidate and I do not intend to be a candidate, but for the purpose of uniting the Republican Party of Illinois to carry us in a united strong position to the convention in Miami.
Senator Charles Percy of Illinois, this word just handed me, the House of Representatives, by a one-vote margin, has tentatively reversed itself and voted $40 million for rat control.
Paul Harvey, News... favorite Shakey's Pizza Parlors.
This is the ABC Radio Network.
This is one of the NAB's favorite stations.
WLS in Chicago.
Fiberglass and tires. That's right, that's right. In superb new Snow Guard snow tires from Sears. Beneath the high-traction rubber tread of the SnowGuard tires are two belts of fiberglass. They eliminate heat buildup, guard against punctures, give the SnowGuard twice the mileage of conventional snow tires. This winter, get where you're going with confidence on new fiberglass SnowGuard tires from Sears. All sizes available for most compacts, only $26.75 each. including tax with a year-old tire. Wheels only 99 cents each at Sears. Hits on the Silver Dollar Survey at WLS. Number 8 is by the Raiders. Raiders, WLS, 8 minutes past 5 o'clock. At a superstore for young men's clothing, the Carroll's Red Hanger Shops, you'll always find the new ideas in fashion. Stop in, try on a pair of terrific-looking Bremacore jeans by Farah. This new cotton jean is permanently pressed to keep the crease in or wrinkles out, trim and tapered with swing front pockets and wide belt loops. Great shades of rust, chili, and black, just $8 at any Carroll's Red Hanger Shop. State and Washington, 63rd and Kedzie, Hillside, Golf Mill, and Dixie Square Shopping Centers in Champaign, Illinois. It's Carol Kaufman.
From the WLS Civic Service folder.
You're looking for a good job, you won't find it by dropping out of school, because jobs today require more skills than ever before. You can't get these skills by staying in school and continuing your education. A good job starts with a good education. Get your high school diploma, baby. A good job you're looking for will be easier to find. All of us hero disc jockeys have been through high school. Tell because we talk good. Title song from the flick to Sir With Love, it's Lulu at WLS 509.
So
start with Lovitz, Lou, 511. Correct Central Daylight Time and a Corn Belt Baby here right now, son. 89 WLS, baseball, White Sox under the lights, California against Angels. Cubs got beat at Wrigley Field this afternoon. Final score, Giants 6, Addison Street Miracle 2, but it makes no diff since the Cubs have been mathematically eliminated anyway, and I cried myself to sleep last night just thinking about that.
Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow. In the 30s, they were what you call notorious. Dig up newspapers of that time and you'll see what we mean. Bonnie and Clyde, just a fun couple. They're young, they're in love, and they kill people. From Warner Brothers 7 Arts and Technicolor, Warren Beatty and Faye Dunaway are Bonnie and Clyde. They may remind you that today's kids aren't so wild after all.
See Bonnie and Clyde, Friday at the Woods Theater.
Here's where and when you can see the WLS stars.
Friday evening from 8:30 to midnight, you can see Ron Reilly along with Ray Van Steen, plus the new Colony 6 and the What 4 at a dance for those 18 and over at Loyola University Campus Center, 6525 North Sheridan Road.
Larry Lujack will appear Friday evening from 8 p.m. on with the Defenders at the Rivoli Ballroom, corner of Elston and Pulaski.
Ron Reilly appears Saturday evening from 8 to 11:30 along with Ray Van Steen, plus the destinations at the Dundee Township Team Center on Pine Street in Carpentersville, Illinois.
And Sunday evening from 7:30 to 10:30, you can see Art Roberts along with the Destinations and the Takers at the Hammond Post number 16, 6634 Calumet Avenue in Hammond, Indiana.
Number 7 song, the $7 survey is indoors. Baby, you can light my fire. It's 513 in Chicago.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. The time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre.
Radar weather eye,
rain will fall down from the heavens above upon our bodies. 60% chance of showers and brief thundershowers tonight. 60% chance of more showers and more thundershowers tomorrow, with a high of the upper 70s tomorrow afternoon. And a chance of showers on Thursday. Well, heck, currently midway in O'Hare at 76, 74 on the lakefront, humidity 69%. Winds are calm, ain't blowing no which way. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for sports fans all over Chicagoland to see pro basketball at its finest. And save a buck off the regular price of admission. That's right, fans, I'm not kidding. See our own Chicago Bulls in action at the Chicago Stadium and save a dollar off the regular price. These dollar discount tickets are available in cartons of Pepsi Cola. You just drop into your favorite Pepsi dealer, pick up complete details, plus your special Chicago Bulls schedule. Now, don't pick up anything else unless you pay for it. And also information on how you might win one of 10,000 valuable prizes.